off. I don't know how many of you people here are actually taking part this year, or if you're just interested. I have no intention of talking very long about this. I could really do a catching up off from sleep. Last night was quite late. So what I'd quickly like to do is just go around the room and find out what people are up to. I guess I'll start with Zach.
Okay, so I've been the admin for team in the J4 this year. I'm actually mentoring Magan in the web interface for the BTS project. And we are a bit behind the schedule, but here we can like catch up at some point. And that's it, not much new user at the moment.
Okay,
Mike.
And GFS, I'm mentoring Pavel, a Russian student that is working on the Oval project, which is developing a kind of a security check system for based on the data security advisories to manage security updates for the cluster machines. And it's going well now. He's doing a lot of coding in some things we had for the advisories, and he's improving that a lot. But I think we're a little bit behind schedule, but it will probably be picking up very fast.
Well, I'm Jeroen van Wolfla, I'm a student, also involved in Debian, but anyway. MOL is my project, it's being mentored by Martin Nikolmeyer, who found me here. And it's a bit behind schedule at the moment, mostly due to study and DevCon. But the next month that will be catch up, and during that month I've been pretty productive at the project, so well, I guess that's it for this to tell about it.
Okay. I'm not involved with Debian some of code, but doing some of code administration for Ubuntu last year and this year. Just wanted to
Okay, cool.
I'm a student too, as Zach said. I'm in the DevBox web interface. I'm a lot behind schedule, but I'm planning to devote next month to catching up. And I hope it will end up being quite nice.
Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Martin. It's not a surprise that I'm also behind schedule. But during DevConf at DevCamp, it's been very productive to talk with a lot of people involved in my project, which is the Debian City Tester. So I've been talking with Sledge, Franz, and a lot of people that I need to talk with to realize what does it mean to me, which is because it's kind of complicated. But I started to get shape in my head, and so I can start coding.
I'm Daniel, I'm mentoring Chris, which sits next to me, so he can say words.
I'm doing the graphical user interface for the Debian UI to configure the Debian UI system. Perhaps I'm a few days behind schedule, I have to take the first week off to exams. But it's going good. Seem to agree on where it's going.
I'm Patrick. I'm a student with BBC Research, doing Python stuff. And I'm not a developer or user, but since I live 200 meters out, I should put in an appearance.
I'm Drake Diedrich. I'm a developer at Google, and I figured I would show up at this BOF. I'm not actually directly involved with any of the summer code activities. I do have an intern this summer, though, so that's another option for people is to do internships at Google. And Andreas Schulte and I are putting together a proposal to Google to get some large storage somewhere in Google hosting so that Debian can put snapshots and things like that. So if you have projects that would benefit from that sort of a resource, let me know, and we'll put you in, and we'll try to get that proposal together.
Excellent. Right, that's a quick introduction to what people are doing. It seems like, obviously, we're 3 weeks into the project at the moment. We've got quite a few people running a little bit late. I hope that's not going to get any worse. Of course, lots of people start off with exams and things that get in the way at the beginning of the summer, so that shouldn't really be a problem. Does anybody else have, does anybody have anything more to talk about?
I think we should plan how to have an evaluation internally from the end of the summer code, because last year it was, I think to the project was not really clear the outcome and how it went and what can we improve and so on. So maybe on the list or I don't know, just start to decide like a template for evaluating the project and how to decide if this summer code has been fruitful for Debian or not in the end overall.
One interesting question to ask to all the students is, I think, how people intend to ensure that whatever they are doing is actually going to get used in Debian and keeps to be a resource in Debian, that people the next year and the year after it still remember it and can use it. Because of last year's project, I think there are a number of them that are not really seeing that wide use as it was intended.
Maybe we can apply the bus test.
Can
someone
you
remember? Someone mentioned the test of being hit by a bus.
Oh, the bus test. Oh, okay. No, just like pronouncing it.
Yeah. Anybody else? Damn, you're going to let me talk, aren't you?
The fastest bus ever.
Yeah. What I'm hoping to do is, I'm hoping to get the last couple of initial reports in from students and mentors. Hopefully this week, I'm going to start chasing people. While you're looking at Pat, Anna's just turned up. Anna, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing?
Morning.
Introduce yourself.
We have introduced ourselves, now it's your turn.
No, I was waiting for that, so continue.
So, what are you working on this summer?
Some of the people, the students, could elaborate a bit on the question I asked, or are we now setting an agenda for the rest of the book, or I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, by all means, we're setting agendas up. I wish I'd had a little bit more time to prepare for this. I've just had to, I said, run and go and do usual dog's body stuff for the video team. Which is why, apologies, I wish I was hoping to have something more directed. Your question is, how do we make sure that we actually use more of the code this year?
I can start off for myself.
Yeah. By all means.
Well, I think your case in the market is quite peculiar just because you are involved in Debian, so.
Yeah, it's for
it's
me.
More
it's
risky.
I'm
more
not
risky
sure whether everyone knows my projects. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? I guess some people don't.
Yeah.
Well, the project is something I've been working on for about a year anyway already, and I plan to keep working on it, and I submitted it to Google Summer of Code after learning that it was possible, so that I could not have other paid jobs and could do this to work on the project I was working on anyway, and I keep on working on it anyway. So it's more like a Debian project that already exists that gets a boost through this.
Yeah, so
which
you
makes
get
it pretty different.
Yeah. So you get to work on it full-time over the summer and hopefully make a lot of progress at once.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, of course, you'll be able to make sure that the mod carries on afterwards anyway and it's getting used, being used already as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Right. Now, for my own student, Martin, in fact, the two projects that I've had, one last summer, one this summer, if anything, they're coming in one order. The WNCD production stuff, which is what I'm involved in, last year we had a student, Carlos, who worked on a re-implementation of all of the CD production scripts. He did a very good job, it worked very well, he almost got to the point we wanted to, but then ran out of time. Unfortunately, in parallel with that, I was continuing to develop the existing tools to add new features before the actual release. So what we have at the moment is almost a fork for his re-implementation. We will be merging all of the code back into his branch. We've actually had a couple of people working on that during DevCamp. However,
the most difficult part of it is making sure that the output from his code is still going to look reasonable. Now, Martin, of course, is working on the CD tester. Now, that will be a very good way for us to be able to work on code without, to be able to regression test, make sure we're not adding any new bugs, to make sure that any optimizations and new features don't break whatever we have at the moment. So I'm hoping that as his code comes out during the summer, we can start to use it already as we merge all of the new features into the newer branch of code. So fingers crossed. Once we have the new code working, once we have the CD tester working, then absolutely, it's going to be going into production. It's going to be run twice a day, as we regularly build the Debian CDs. So no question.
Well, I'm going to be involved on it after finishing the project because I'm also involved in Debian and NMQ. Hope to be a Debian developer soon.
Cool.
So is there any student which is not involved in Debian?
My student. But as for if he's going to be involved later on, I really couldn't tell because that's one of his personal stance on Debian. But I believe that whatever he does on the summer of code can actually be used as a tool within Debian. So I mean, on the tool, even if he's not going to personally get involved, will be maintained by Debian in case either by me or other people that might be interested in the tool. So unlike other. I believe there's like two kinds of summer of code projects we have running. We have infrastructure summer of code projects that if they don't get you, I mean they have to get used by the teams that need that infrastructure. So like I remember last year's Poodle project was actually ended up being used by the internationalization team. So so that's the responsibility for the team to use it. And there's tools projects that get loaded to Debian and that will be end up. The student can eventually become upstream for the tool, or he might want to abandon it, but whatever he does, the tool is done, or should be done, if it gets to a finish date. So, from what I know, my student wasn't involved in the community, but he's extensively using Debian in his university. He's actually managing a lot of systems. I would like his tool to be done so he could actually ease his work. So he could eventually not become maybe a Debian developer, or you can go into NMQ, but become an upstream developer for the tool he's working on.
Excellent. Zach, how about you?
Well, I'm back and...
Oh, of course, yes. So.
For them, it is a
problem. Yeah.
I think it would be interesting to hear, for example, your field, and I don't know whether you have something to say about it.
Well, I've been a long time with Debian desktop user, over 5 years now. But because I'm not a student of computer science, I've never really known enough to give any useful contributions back. And the summer of code, I just had this pet project that I was playing with. My flatmate said, hey, you should submit that as part of a summer of code application for something you like to learn about. So that worked, and I'm doing this, and hopefully, if I know enough to contribute usefully to just try to do that.
So, tell us a bit more about your project, anyway.
I'd say, I can't really explain the way that sounds really useful. It's Chameleon, maybe you've seen that. It's another Python framework for making concurrency trivial and allowing programs to be single and multi-threaded without the developer knowing or caring. Basically, a tool to enable people to design and build software really easily, which kind of works inside BBC because they've been using it for prototyping things. So that's good fun.
Good stuff. So, Daniel, Chris, right. How are you going to make sure that your GUI code keeps being used? Keeps being
I guess make it so it's quite easy to maintain. Although Daniel said that perhaps the configuration is quite static or kind of stay the same for a while, it kind of still needs to be maintained even if I'm doing something else. Or I guess. guess one way of making sure to use is to actually make it good.
Yeah.
And make it easier than using the command. So,
yeah.
It should be
less
lifelike
than
something like that, but not for more would be. Nobody should use it actually unless you do something really strange. And therefore this graphical application will be advertised as this as the tool you have to use. And as all the black magic is in the lifetime of graphic scripts, even if it would disappear, which I don't think so after the result, but even if you would it would be without problem possible to keep it working without it. But
thanks. Hannah, Martin, do you have any chip in?
I'm just looking. More understanding?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Right, so yeah, Zach mentioned briefly the evaluations. Do you have the dates handy?
July 9th.
Sure. Yeah, so that's the
midterm evaluation. Yeah, that's the midterm evaluation of Google. I don't know, but we'll talk about internal evaluation.
Yeah. I mean, last year the Google Summer of Codes stuff that Debbie got involved in was reasonably ad hoc. We didn't really have much of a plan, admittedly, as we got into it. This year we're trying to be slightly more organised. I hope that shows. We will be getting together at the beginning of July to really make sure that we get a good idea internally of how all the budgets are going. This year we won't. Last year, to be honest, we were quite embarrassed. We had several of the ten projects that we were given by Google. Quite a few of them did not come to completion. Sometimes you just have bad luck. I mean, one of the students we had last year dropped out almost immediately. He decided he wasn't interested anymore. So this year we're going to try quite a bit harder to make sure that students feel involved. We want to really make sure that they're welcome and that they want to keep on contributing. So as part of that, yeah, we're going to have a slightly more formal evaluation process. You'll expect to have quite a bit more mail from me in the next couple of weeks.
One of the things I've seen missing in the wiki page now that I'm looking at is that many projects do not have any information besides the student inventor. And they only have there's a template for adding main list, IRC, where the original DA is, where the summary is, and many of them don't even have where the main list they have. One of the things I've seen is that actually in the mail list for the project, and that's probably because our project hasn't been, I haven't taken time to publicize it maybe to other people that might be interested, is that it's a mail list of two people. So actually, we've dropped mail lists and just email each other.
Sure.
But I think that maybe we need to, for some projects that other people might want to get involved, try to get people in the mail list so there's more discussion that's just, you know, the student and the mentor. Because otherwise it doesn't make much sense to make it all available in public. So.
Yeah.
But even so, there's a number of projects that do not have information in the wiki. So we might like to update that. So if you're going to send an email after the evaluation period to say, you know, to go to Dev and Develop Now to say, this is how the summer code projects are going. Mm-hmm. So people that might be interested in that specific project can go to the wiki and see, okay, this is the main list, and this is the ESS, and I'm going to follow these more closely.
Sure. It's probably something that the mentors and the students can both help with. Just really filling in a lot more information about how the project is organised. For those people using Alioth, things like Subversion or Git check-ins, whatever, we should be able to easily distribute all of the commit login, commit comments, all that kind of stuff. And generally make it easier for people to browse the code and just see exactly what's going on. After all, this is meant to be a community project.
Maybe you should need to have a central commit mailing.
Yeah, by all means, that would be...
You mean mingling all the projects together on the list, or...?
As long as you make sure that the subject line clearly makes clear which project the commit belongs to, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Indeed. Yeah.
I don't think I would be personally really interested in reading all kinds of low-level commit messages. I would like to be able to read, for example, on Plan and Debian or Pipart. So I talked, I think, a week ago or something, describing what I've been up to, with also linked to development pages, with a kind of schedule, but it's not like, I don't think that commit messages will be that useful to people. Well, of course, if people want to see them, by all means. But
Also, yeah, I mean, a couple of the students so far have been very keen. Cameron, AJ's student, was already halfway through his project before we officially even started. I mean, wow, that's dedication. Yeah. It would be lovely to see more of the mentors and students just posting regularly about what they're up to. Say a weekly status report from the students. I mean, we're not trying to do a strict management style here, but a weekly summary of what you've been up to and how things are going would be really, really useful. Just so, if there are any problems, we know about it earlier rather than just to get to the end of the project and realise there's not much code there and there isn't going to be.
Well, that's good. That's good for the proposal of posting on Planet about things in a group, like,
yeah.
The students can like posting on Planet.
Both for the reports, plus to be honest, the students are just as much about the Debian community this year as the rest of the DDs. So, whatever you're talking about in real life, I'm sure at least most of the rest of Debian would love to hear about it.
That weekly message would actually play really well in Google processes if you posted somewhere where it can be seen and you can have it linked off the page and you can point the open source project office at it, because we do the same thing internally at Google.
Yeah.
You send a weekly message with a couple of lines about what you did, point, point, point.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I must admit I've not been as active as I wanted to be in the last month with all this DevConf organization going on. I'll start pushing out some of these ideas and remind people, but it doesn't have to be detailed, just very simple status updates to show you're still alive and things are still going. It would be very useful all around. But anybody else have anything to raise? Please speak up. I said I've got a sore throat going on, I don't want to be saying anything this morning. Right.
So Anna can maybe introduce herself?
I am working on the QPath performance. Since before the day this project, I have been interested in QRite both in Debian. And QPath was something that was calling my attention since long time ago. That's all. I hope in a couple of weeks the first part of my opinion will be gone.
Who have you spoken to about the QPart stuff so far? Who have you been talking to about it so far?
Not too much people. I was talking a bit with the labs, with
Okay. Are things going okay? Things are going okay, I hope?
Yeah.
And you're...
I barely anything as normal so fast. Okay. I will help. I will work there.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. So, picking at random, Martin,
yes.
Tell us more about your project.
Okay. Well, so far I've been in the phase of trying to survey, as I said before, survey people. So I speak to Steve in France, which were the most important talks, because I had to understand a lot of the black magic that is called in the NCD. And in the installer, because I realized just here that I had to learn a lot of the Debian installer so I can check many subtle things I need to check, and they're quite difficult to understand. Also, I talked with the Brazilian guys from CBCD, Tom Franco, Felipe, and also talked with Octavio. The three of them are working on derivatives. So I got a couple of tips from them which are useful for the general tool and also for adding support for the custom distributions. I talked a little with Holger too about the Venido, but overall I think that for supporting derivatives I would not have to make too much special things. I think that a general tool would be enough for testing most of them, most of the derivatives. So I think that's good. Maybe adding a couple of tests for simple CD, if that's possible, to check about the profiles and stuff. I had to research about that. I had to talk with a couple of people more, and I am already thinking about the structure to do this, and especially how to do the part that involved the uninstall that's quite difficult.
So I mean, so at this stage, I guess you're still mainly information gathering.
Yeah. I don't have anything concrete to show.
Sure.
Only a wiki page are drafting things for me, only for me, not for showing other people.
Okay. So clearly we need to link to that so everyone else can see it anyway.
Sorry?
We should probably link to that so everyone else can see it.
Isn't it Wikidemia? No, I haven't linked it to anywhere, but it's
sure.
In there.
Okay.
I can only link it to the Prussian page.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks. Right. Next random person, Chris. Tell us more about how you're getting on.
Okay, as I said, first week, well, the very first day of the project, I managed to get build screen working, so that kind of looked nice. But then I had to take the rest of that week off to finish the rest of my exams. Next week I started on the project and I spent that week getting the interface between Python and the configuration scripts, which all shell. I got that really robust. And then I started doing mock-ups in Blade, the GTK graphical thing. And then went down one route of using the Python GTK MVC package, but that was causing too much pain, so it caused a couple of days, cost a couple of days in learning that. But now just progressing, adding more features to it. I mean, it works loading configurations, building them, saving them, and so yeah, and just adding more things to it.
Well, my project is an interactive interface to the debug system. The main problem I have is that I'm interacting with Don's testing computer. So whenever I have time to work on it, Don has just broken it. So really, it's like three times it happened to me that I had time and I sat in front of the computer to hack on it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't test anything because Don had just broken the interface again.
Why don't you just set up your own?
What?
It's rather easy to set up a debug system. I've done that myself. Why don't you just set up your own?
How about the bugs? I can set the system, but then I will have no bugs.
Then,
the bug database is like a lot of gigabytes of data.
Yeah.
You have it right now, there is a stable version of the source platform that lies inside. And you ask Don just.
I have to talk to Don about it, but.
So, yeah, I think it now split the development machine and hopefully stable.
Yeah.
Okay,
hopefully
I take it you told him that this is causing you problems.
Yes, every time I find it's broken again, I ask him on IRC and he says, yes, I will fix it soon, but then when he fixes it, I don't have the time to keep hacking.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I have a mock-up which used to work, and the main problem is that the SOAP interface is a bit slow.
Yeah.
But if it were running on numerical or whatever, I think it would be fast enough for it to be nicer for the user.
Do you know for sure that the soap interface on the real work machine is faster?
I'm not for sure, no.
Okay.
I hope.
Yes, be
sure. Yeah, if you do continue to have any problems, and with Don waiting things underneath you, please, by all means, you know, keep on pestering him. Mail sort of the admin team as well. If needs be, we'll find somebody to help set up a stable version for you. You know, and if you, you know, it shouldn't be too difficult to set up a test version just for you, so that you know it's stable for you. So there's no point you sitting around because of sort of breakage from somebody else. I'm sure you have plenty of your own to deal with later anyway. So,
Now, I had some problem with a broken infrastructure tool, but this time it was like me who broke my own software, so that's kind of like nobody else to blame for. But since a few days, I'm now working on my own laptop copy of it so that I don't break my own stuff anymore. Because, well, I needed to make sure the mold infrastructure is also meant to be, in the end, installable on different machines. I mean, it's supposed to be pretty generic in the end, so it can be used for also different projects and different goals as Debian. And, well, so far it's going pretty okay. As I said, a bit slower, but than planned. Although I made sure during planning that I wouldn't overcommit myself. I have a pretty good idea of how much time each step is going to take. I've been trying over the past year to get people interested in it to also help out, but that didn't really work out. It offers still sense, of course. People who want to get involved can like look into it and work on it. It's steadily progressing, and I, for myself, found that it's a very good tool. I had a set of, I think, 10 deliverables or something, and schedule, and I put them all on the wiki, on the special development page for MOL. Yeah. And every time I either expand one item into multiple more detailed ones, like really concrete ones, or I fix one of the concrete ones, which should be mostly doable within a day or something. So as to have a pretty good structure of myself, an overview of what I need to do, and to be very public in what I'm doing. People can really see the to-do items and notice what I've been up to. And also to, when you take up such a big project as MOL and want to make it into an infrastructure, then it's really essential to have clearly defined iterative steps in it. Iteratively adding functionality without breaking the previous one. Well, at the moment I'm failing at that, but that's more like the old way of configuration was really hacky and in Python code, hard coded, all kinds of things. And now the configuration file isn't really fully complete yet, so that's why it's broken. But I think within 1 or 2 weeks, the MOL will start to work again, and then from then on, only improvements are going to happen without regressions.
Yes, sir.
And I'll talk a full hour about this on Friday.
So where's the schedule page you have in the wiki? Is it the wiki.debian.org?
Yeah, slash MOL, and from there on it's linked on the MOL development or something and called the copy.
Any more students who want to talk in more detail about what we're doing? Anna? No?
Okay. Well, I can talk about my student.
Yeah, please.
Well, one of the things that I see him having problems with, I don't know about other mentors, I do a lot of project management outside of Debian. Project management with the Google's Gantt charts and all that stuff for big projects. And one of the things I've seen him stumble upon that he's not able to do properly, and I think that might be an issue with other students, is to get a real good projects been updated from the proposal. He made a good one for the proposal, like saying, well, week one, I'm going to do this, I'm going to end up giving this, week two, I'm not going to have any little, week four, this, so on and so on, until the end of the project. And one of the things that I'm seeing that I'm constantly pushing him to get it done, and put up the wiki, and I don't know why he isn't able to, is to get a full project schedule for the full 2 months that remain. So I think that's very important for mentors, because that way I, which I'm not full-time working on the project, because he talks to me when he wants to, when he has issues, or I get to see what he does and I watch it, I can plan ahead and know that in maybe 2 weeks' time he's going to give me something to test and use. But since he doesn't provide that schedule, that's very difficult to get. So I don't know if other students are doing that, but that's really something that, from the mentor side, is very useful, because we're not, we're not full-time with the project, and we might not have the vision, at least I don't, but maybe some other vendors are, well, mentors that work more closely with the students, because they're both in the same project too. But I think that's very something very important to do. So like in your schedule one, it's like a to-do list, but not as a calendar for the project.
That's true. In my proposal, I put them in three categories on the 3 months. Mm-hmm. I didn't really specify within that, because I knew it would be useless to plan on a week resolutions, because it's not going to work.
But now that you have more information on the project, and you have more general idea, or what can you do in what time frame, now that you're into it, because when you're doing the proposal, you're saying, okay, I might have this done at this point in time, I might have this done at this other point in time, but now that you're into it, you really know or can estimate when you're going to get things done better than when you were doing the proposal. So
yeah, at least for the first month, it usually depends on the time I have with university and that month and a couple of other things, but afterwards, yes, I think especially because month two had actually just one point in the proposal, that is make web interface. So that is one I didn't really plan in too much detail. The rest is a bit more detailed, and I'm going to expand on that, but not right now. As to like, well, my mentor doesn't really have much time for it, and he's kind of hoping it will go okay at the moment. But
yeah, but that's also a way for mentors to notice if the project is going as planned, because you can say, I don't remember exactly when he was supposed to give me this, and you go to the schedule, he was supposed to give me this like two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a problem and I haven't noticed, and I'm going to ask him, are you okay, do you need help, are you stuck with something? But if you don't have that information, I think that maybe students are shy to say it's not going well to mentors. So
well, you can see on the development, the first section is basically the things I want to have finished in the first month. So well, it's not like for the full project scheduled, but there is still a bit. Yeah, the proposal is not published completely, which I think would help if others would like to have an idea on progress and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean,
it needs to be. I think it's good to have a piecewise improvements, and also to know how you're going to ensure that they will all get finished by the end of the project.
Well, maybe you have to be realistic. Maybe the proposal was maybe too wide, and you want to know in advance that you have to teach these deliverables, because you're not going to make them. And you want, and you don't want to end up with the, because if you say that in the middle of the project, then the mentor knows and says, project time frame, we were too ambitious and we're not going to do all this stuff. But if you say in the middle, like now, that we're in the interim period, you say, I'm going to revise that information and say, maybe I'm not going to be able to work on this because this is too much work. I think I'm going to revise the deliverables that have been going to be in the project, and they're going to be not 10 things, but 5 things. If you do that, then at the end of the project, the mentor might not have the idea that the project has gone wild and has not completed successfully, because you're only giving him 5 things out of 10. he will have the idea that the project has gone fine, because you're giving him the 5 things you can you know you're going to make in the project, not the 10 things you said in the proposal. I mean, most of the proposals when I evaluated them, were saying that we're going to make the sun and the moon in 2 months. I mean, it's nice, but we all will all like the sun and the moon the proposal, but when you're now doing the project, you have to be realistic and you have to tell what are you actually going to end up with. And if that's the mentor doesn't agree with you, then well, you can discuss that now and not in 2 months when the final version is. So I mean, that's good for both sides.
Yeah. And another thing I'd suggest is have a little bit of time at the end that you can put up a page that says what you did accomplish. You know, if you only accomplish one of those 10 things, put up a page that says that this is what you did accomplish. If it has a screenshot, put it on there. If you can show a graph of, you know, dev bugs, usage of your code or something like that, that would really help if you're, you know, closing the project out. Then the open source project office can look at it and go, something got accomplished. And they can, you know, put up their pages and say, this is what was accomplished last summer by the Debian group.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Rather than accomplish one more point, make sure that you actually save what was accomplished.
Mm. Yes. Good. Yeah, don't be shy. Tell us what you've done.
What are we scheduled to?
I think it's 45 minutes. I could be wrong.
10:30. Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we're about done. Last couple of things, obviously, keep working. You know, let us know how you're getting on. I'm going to be pestering people on the mailing list again very shortly. Overall, at a higher level, are people basically happy how we've got things done so far this year? If not, let us know. Equally, you know, if you're having any problems at all, you know, talk to your mentor, if you're, you know, talk to your student. We can solve a lot of the issues that you think might be insurmountable. By all means, you know, talk to us. We are a community. We work together. Okay. Well, thanks for turning up, guys. Enjoy the rest of the conference. I'll see you all.